Okay, Simas Samach Vav, we're learning, we began last week, Dinei Ksuva. I noticed something post the shiur. I mentioned last week that there's a difference of opinion between Rav Moshe and most of the Masadrei Kedushin today about doing a kinyan at the chasen table and writing the earlier day, when the presentation is, let's say, 7:30, and the chuppah is 8:30, till they get around to it, so that the ksuba is really, would take effect only in the later date. So there are those Masadrei Kedushin who do a kinyan at the chasen tish, and they tell the chasen, you obligate yourself from as of now, and then they hold that it's a good shtar, even though it's the previous date. This is the custom of many Masadrei Kedushin. Rav Moshe had a taina that it's not really possible to obligate yourself in a ksuba if you're not married. What do the words mean? The words don't make sense. I obligate myself that if I give you a divorce, I'm going to give you money, but you're not married to the lady. So the whole Rav Moshe taina is the whole thing makes no sense. It's not shayach to do a kinyan earlier. The others argue that any tzai shel olam of this kind, you can do whatever you want, and therefore you can write the earlier day. Now it's a problem because you want a ksuba that's kosher l'kuli alma, and post dated is for sure good. So writing the later date is certainly good, and there are many Masadrei Kedushin who do it the other way, and in the hur upashtei. I think I mentioned that Rapam for a while did it one way, and then he told me just to post date it and let it go, or at least the minute after Shkia post date it. Whatever you want to call it, post-dated or current-dated. Anyway, that's the whole Shakla Vitaria. Rav Moshe sounds like a Chiddush. If you look in the Eizem HaKadosh on the bottom, in his language, I think he says, or Rav Moshe was saying, he says, B'shas Adchak. You see on the bottom right?
Yeah.
The Eizem HaKadosh, that's the Buchacher Rav's notes on your on Ebenezer. B'shas Adchak. B'zman Nochutz, Ink Peda, in Kosev Iksuva Yay Machar. If the time is nochutz, I assume it means it's tight, there's nothing wrong if you write the later day. Shall you saivrim shetia chupa b'chilas alayla b'kosev Yay Machras? They assumed the ksuva would be after Shkia, or whatever your whole nightfall is, and they wrote the later date. Ki ein nochay lichtoiv v'habis li liintu al yayim shalifnei yayim hakidushin. That line, ein nochay lichtoiv. It's not proper to write, v'habes leili into, which is the language of the ksuba that she married him. Ayayim shelufnei yayim akidushin. You're writing it and signing a date that's before the kedushin v'chuppah. So, Agav is writing the idea that not quite Ramesh's lashon that it's not possible to obligate yourself, but he's writing that it's just not a true shtar to write something on a date that's not true. Now you reverse back to his story. His story is they wrote the later date. And then it got earlier. Sometimes it's hard to predict when you're at the chasen table. So you write the later date. And by the time you get to the chuppah, it's the earlier time. So he says, Kivan shebiksuv is kaisvin diikni shtar diikni, it's a shtar kinyan. And to worry that it looks like a lie, when you're reading it, it sounds like the time came. So maybe it should be like Sheker. Who says that's because the time came? Kiblu as kinyasuder. Rak she kiblu kinyasuder. V'uchalm is mad aniska b'ksuba. V'kinyasuder yocholiyos yamim kaidim ashiyachol shebiksuba v'yayim plain ishiyagia. Person can obligate himself for the future with a kinyan. V'imachal shebiksuba nigud lepirzem. And they learn as he kashikra. V'chelu sindo roy shtari mukdamu mocharim. And that's the language when you use a shtar mocher where it's kosher to write such a lashon. And he is kiman sheina chos niskak lo ad halayla. There's no intimacy until the night, and chashash b'shiyav leksuva me'achupa atchilas alayla. It's a big deal. You're allowed to be without a ksuva. Shekaisi yayav achupa gam she'iyav shaligvais b'mishubadim rak b'seif hayayim. Now I, the date of the ksuva has to do with mishubadim, and you can only monayim ksuva from the later date. Hainum yev shalachav ala emizav shiyav leksuva kimishal kalpanim hachiyav leksuva chal tekev. It's not terrible because we know that it'll be chal in a moment. Gam she'enanu kaisu ishois kishutavi raish kupasa tiyatchilas alayla zman akosiv ba mayil shape gam legabi lekuchos kamoishtar she'em bezman v'yashed mesira emesay nimsa. As he's writing that shtar mocher is good. He is the point that we don't write shois, so it's anyway not chal till the end of the day. But we have edim mesira. From this Puchacharov, which is a Chassidish Makar, you see number one that they had Eidei Mesira, which today is a minig by in the Yeshivisha circles only, to call over Eidim to watch the Mesira. He says that they're Eidei Mesira. Not everyone's naive that way. They say Rav Aaron pushed it. There are earlier tshuvas about it from the 1600s about having Eidei Mesira, but the minig in many circles to have only Eidei Chassima, not Eidei Mesira. If you follow the issue is that if somebody gets married on Tezvav Sivan, and the whole purpose of a shtar is to mishubadim, since we don't write the hours, let's say somebody gets married at the beginning of the night of Tezvav, and they're going to be intimate that night, but the shtar is not mishubid till the last minute of Tezvav, which is the next day, sunset. The shtar that doesn't have the hour written in it, it doesn't say which hour it was, so it's only chal the last minute of that day. So it turns out like this: if you get married before Shkia, if you get married, there's nothing wrong. If you wrote the previous day, and then it's chal the last minute of the day, and then by the time the night comes, it's already chal. The way we do it, by writing the date when it's after Shkia, we write the later date, it's not going to be chal till the next day Hashmashes. So the shtar is not binding, it's not mishubadim until the last minute. If you have Eidei Mesira, then you know the time. Eidei Mesira could say this on the time.
Eidei Mesira is
when is Eidei Mesira? Eidei Mesira is under the chuppah.
After reading the ksuba.
Under the chuppah, after they read the ksuba, they usually call back the Eidei Kedushin, and they watch the handing of the shtar. They watch the chassan give the kala, the shtar. And like I said, not everybody does it. In the yeshivish circles, it's done. I don't think by the Sfaradim, I don't think they do it. And by the chassidim, they certainly don't do it. So you know, they're different minhagim on what to do. But in the case where the chuppah is before shkia, you don't need Eidei Mesira. When it's after shkia, that's where the issue becomes an issue.
So you would have the same problem if you got married in the middle of the day, in the afternoon.
That would be better.
No, but you put it for that day. The shiva wouldn't start till the evening.
No, the shiva starts with chuppah.
No, because the zman would be till the
afternoon. Right, but it's also to be bialha. By the time the bia happens, it's already chal. Know what I mean? It's faker. It's after shkia, and you're right. That date, that's where you have the problem. Am I right?
Why
is the chumas nida?
Why is the
mesira
different?
They say the mesira. They know the shah, then the shiva is chal from the time. When you have Eide mesira at 9 p.m., it's chal then. And if not, any shtar, the shibud is only chal from the last moment of that day. But even if she walks in with it, right, because the kail of the shtar is only from the end of the day. It's from the signers. They didn't create the potential kail. And
the chumas nida, mesira won't help.
What?
It's
chumas
nida.
Why? Shliach. He gave it to shliach. Yes.
It wouldn't be violent.
It would
be chal the next day.
It's fine.
It's fine at the next minute. I mean, at the end of the day.
No, he's right. You don't need Eidei Mesira. You're not going to boil it anyway. Till, yeah. The truth of the matter is that most of our chassanim don't own karka or avodim for sure not. It's not such a common issue that they might sell karka somehow before the end of the day. They're also pretty busy that day. Usually, most achsadim don't own a lot of karka. That they should be busy. They should be the karka has to be shuvit. But I guess the light plug.
So we don't collect from mishubanim anyway.
Why don't we collect from mishubanim?
In America, I don't think they do.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't know that. Whenever they hire him, certainly don't. But when they know that. Okay. At any rate, if it's a regular chuppah, then he gives it to the chas and he gives it to the kala. If it's a chuppah snida, usually he's told and he just hands it to the kala. That's usually the way it's done. Okay. It's not my argument. Anybody can, as long as it's done b'das ha-chas, shlichus works. So again, so there is a Mekadesh, you see, first of all, not to write the previous day, but he's saying Asvezi Kishikra, because it says they're married, and that the next day is good, and he adds that that have Eidim Mesira to make sure for the time of the timing of the Chuppah. Okay, so let's get back to Sif Aleph, which we had started, we learned the Mechaber. I just want to do we spent time in the first part of the Mechaber. I want to get to the end of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Let's just start again and read through Shulchan Aruch Sefer. Okay, also l'siyachid emakala kaidim shiichtayv loksuba. Okay, remember the Shulchan Aruch is going in order. We had the Sheva Brachas before, and now we go on to the Yichud at night, the Yichud afterwards. No Yichud is mutter according to the Mechaber, even Yichud is aser. Without a ksuva, yesh makila, the Rama says, umatiru, excuse me, l'siyache b'loi ksuva, u'bobat shalo yibol. So Mechaba says, yichud is aser, I guess that would be the pate of the svardim, and the Rama says, yesh makilim, that only bia is aser. So that if a couple loses a ksuva, Bia would be also without the shtar, but till they get it around to the new shtar, there's no problem with yichud. Now, v'habal noisein schar ha-soifer. The husband pays for the ksuba. Now, given the cost of our weddings, the cost of ksuba is usually minimal. Although, if you go into the fancy sarm stores and you ask for ksuba, they say you want the $500 one or the $30 one. So I tell the son, and when they ask, you want 530? So most people naturally say something like $50. I tell them, no, answer the $2 one. Because there's no reason to have anything but a regular piece of paper with a ksuba. I gave out last week these papers. You can have them for $30 if you want the ksuba. Today they make fancy ksubas. But the chassan is the one who writes the ksuba. Why does the chassan have the ksuba? So it seems to be a disagreement here between the Taz on one hand and the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikik on the other. Let's take a look. Beis Shmuel and Chalkas Mechaikik both say the same thing. Let's look at the Chalkas Mechaikik. Gimel, Abal Nois and Schara Seifer. Neshu Taiva Shalai. It's for his benefit. Shadei Ksuba, Mutalai Lava Yalea. The Gemara Amra, Fila Abal Tamil Chacham. He still needs a ksuba. So the Chalkas Mechaikik says, why is the husband write the ksuba? It's not a strict halachic dikadin. It's just the person for whom it's a benefit. He's the one that's expected to pay for it. The Taz in Sufkat and Vey says something sounds innocent. Habal Noisein, he says, Habal Zichar says, "V'kamay b'chol shtar chayiv shehaloi v'noisein schar." Sounds like a pretty innocent thing. Like every shtar chayiv, the loiva gives the money. It's not of a pashit. What the Taz is saying is halacha. The Chalkas Mechaikik is saying something that's polite. The polite thing to do is for the chassan to write the ksuba. If the kala's parents are in the svarim store and they say, you know what, I'm here anyway, shefi kuk maksuba, it's also good. Or if the Masada Kedushin has a ksuba in his glove compartment, they messed up the ksuba. So the Masada Kedushin brings his ksuba. The caterers today have extra ksubas. Kuyin Chalkas Mechaikik, that's fine.
Regular people
Let me talk about this. A separate topic that you're asking about, we'll get to. But what? Oh, so I'll explain the reason of the Taz. The reason of the Taz is something else. If there's a halacha that you need das hamishayiv by every shtar that creates an obligation, you need das hamishayiv in order for the shtar to be proper. It's not from the Gemara that it's a halacha dine shtar. Das hamishayiv means in every single shtar, the holding of the shtar is a proof for one side against the other side. So if I'm borrowing money and I'm writing a shtar, that the use of the shtar is for the malva to take it out and prove I owe him money. So if I'm borrowing, I'm the mischayiv, I'm the loiva. So you need the das haloiva. If I'm selling a property, so what's the purpose of the shtar? That the buyer should have proof he bought it. And when shtar is brought out, it's to my detriment. I'm the das haMischayiv. So therefore, the mischayiv has to write the shtar. It's a klal in dinei shtarais that you need das haMischayiv. Now, that's a dover that's ma'akiv in shtaris. As a matter of fact, it's more than he has to write it in a shtar that creates a kinyan. It's not just a shtar raya that creates a chiyuv. You also need, he has to own the paper. The paper has to belong to the mischayiv. If it's a shtar raya, it's one thing, but it creates shibudim, it creates something. The paper has to belong to him. Now, by ksuba, if you hold like the Taz seems to say, is that it's a din and das hamischayiv. The Taz seems to be going with those who hold that a ksuba creates a chiyuv, or creates at least a shibud, the shtar ksuba. And if so, it's a din that you need das hamischayiv. Nafkamina for us would be for the chosin tax would be kind of the paper. It happens occasionally at a wedding. I keep extra ksubas and tenoim in the glove compartment. And it's come to use, not only when I was a Masada Kedushin, but when I'm at a wedding, a different Masada Kedushin. So if they're in a hall, usually the caterer has extra ksubas. But when it's a hotel or a place that's being used just that night, the caterer doesn't have an office there, then it's happened many times that I ran to the car and got a copy of a ksuba and it was used. Now, do you have to be marked with a piece of paper to the chosin? It depends if you hold the ksuba is just a shtar raya. For shtar raya, he doesn't have to own it. Or if it's a shtar that creates a schaivus. The ksais is a masupik. If a ksuba is considered just a shtar raya, or a shtar ha-mischaiv, because it creates a chazal ha-mischaiv you anyway to pay a ksuba. But to create the schaivus of the shibut karkois, it creates. And it looks like the Taz holds that it's a shtar, he's comparing it to loiva. So it sounds like he's saying al das hamischayiv. And there's a famous Rav Chaim in the Grach al Rambam. He asks from a couple of shtaris that are not das hamischayiv. I think Pruzbal is one of them. The one who writes the Pruzbal actually benefits from it. Right? Doesn't lose by it. So Rav Chaim coins a phrase that you need das baal hashtar. That's his expression. You need das baal hashtar, the one whose responsibility it is to write the shtar. Usually it's the mischayiv, but he calls it das baal hashtar. I think shtar chalitza is the same thing, that's not the mischayiv. But al kaponim, so this is a difference of opinion. Lamaisa, I think we're makvid b'diyeva that the paper belonged to the chasen. The ring, we always makvid, we ask the chasen, is it your ring? The piece of the ksuba paper. I never saw people should be makbid, so Chaksim Chayim Meshmol seem to go such a mahalach. It's not a halacha that he has to write it out some dinish daris, but it's his benefit, so mele he should be the one.
So you're not
to be the I try to remember to be makbid, yeah. Whenever it's calm enough. Usually the shtar. I once had somebody here in Shul signed the shtar. And he signed for some reason his father's name. And he's named after his grandfather. So I was looking at it afterwards. I said, that's not his name. They call him his nickname, whatever. I don't think that's his name. So I went over to him and he said, you know what happened to him? He was just nervous. He said, for some reason he signed his father's name. So it's good they had a very astute Masada Kedushin who picked up on it. But it was the strangest thing. A very normal guy, a normal person, and All right, it happens. People get nervous. And they,
where does this come from? That
what?
Where does it come from? That the paper has to belong to the Daf HaMishkan.
It's halach in Cheshemish, but by Shtari Kenyan, that has to belong to Das HaMaschayiv. There's a Prichadash in Luchas Gittin, who's toilet in a Machlaikis also, that the Lamaisa to get has to belong. What we do every time they write a get, if you ever see, the first thing they do, they usually have a briefcase with the paper and the ink and the quill. They give it to the chassan, and he picks it up. He's kind it, the chassan, the garish, and he picks it up, and he's kind it, and he gives it back. And at the end, they try to remember. They tell him to be makne it back because there's still more ink and more paper, and they do that afterwards. That they're makne it back, but that's every night. It has to belong by a get for sure. Okay.
So you have to be claiming twice, you say.
Well, for this get, they cut it now. For the next get, so you have to make sure it doesn't belong to him. You know.
Is it a market to redo it?
Yeah, get new market or everything. I think so. Okay, we're learning Gittin, the yeshiva next year. Every time I learn Gittin, I take the boys to Gittin to see it. I don't take 30 boys to a get, but I take 4 or 5 at a time. And to see what it looks like. It strikes me, they're learning Gittin all year, and then they ask me, does it have to be on parchment? They're learning a sugya if it's written on the guf of an eved or the leaf of a tree, if it's kosher. And then they ask, does it have to be on parchment? Like, there's a disconnect between what you learn and the world of halacha l'maaseh. What? Oh, you're learning Gittin. The nusach is the Edom speaking. There is, sure there is. It's also a shtar raya. The question is, if it's both, you may be right, it's a shtar raya, but if it's also a shtar kinyan, then you need Das HaMaschayiv. It's true, it's also a shtar raya. Every get is a shtar raya besides being the shtar that makes chalais get. Okay, let's see the Ramah Vaita. Ramah goes on. Oh, so wait, I wanted to point out the end of the Mechaber. I'm sorry. So after he says that the husband, again, the last word in the third line, v'habal noisin schar ha-sefer, that's what we said till now. Now, v'afilim yitzi li'yachid lak suvasa b'mois ab'sham etaltlim ain't shaymin lai. Now, this is a Gemara. The Gemara said, I think, in Avdal and Ksubis, that, funny Gemara, says a man tells his wife, Ksuvasa, I think the Lashon is munachas ala shulchan, says, in case you ever get divorced, you know, I put your money in, your Ksuba in the drawer. So, I mean, that doesn't sound very proud. The money in the drawer. So, Yiksuba is this amount of money. So, he tells him, Yiksuba is over there. So, you know, don't worry. Don't worry. We get the boss, you're safe. So, the Gemara says that you can't do something like that. It's Kalbein of Laitzia. Once he gave him the money, the whole purpose of Yiksuba is Kalbein of Laitzia. He tells him, listen, here's the bag. If we ever get the boss, just put it in your drawer, and we're good. So Gemara says that's not the way it works. That's what the Mechaber is saying here. The Mechaber is saying, "Vafilim yitzi liyachid lo ksuva b'mois, ay b'shar metaltlim, ein shayman loy." If he wants to say, "Here it is, I'll give it to you," so ein shayman loy. We don't do that. Ela tzarech. Now here's the tzarech. She yichtav lo shtar al atzmai b'dmei aksuva. You call the chasav mishubadim lo. Right, the Mechaber gives two options. It's the Rambam's Lashon. Either a physical shtar, a document, and the document says, as it does in Aksub at the end, that Ulamay Nechasin, the Kanoi, the Asalan Lunikni, the Chaya, the Asachai, the Yamitanan, the Lamam, Hakoyi Achronim, the Mishubadim, the Shtar, Ksuftadain, the whole thing. So everything he has and will have, it's all Mishubat to the Ksub. Now that part is good. Then the Mechaber, the Rambam, adds a second oi. Now this oi, as long as you don't have a shtar, so there's a second option. Oi shi idu alav edim, or you get witnesses that say testimony on the kinyan. V'yiknu miyadai, and he obligates himself, shulchayiv lamana oimasayim. He's obligated to her, whatever the amount may be, it's 100 or 200, period. Now this Rambam, this Mechaber Rambam, is an extraordinary kula. We understand that a woman has to have a ksuba. She has to have a shtar. Now a man is obligated in ksuba even if he doesn't have a shtar. But we say that for the isha to be samachas das, we give her a shtar. For the svichas das of an isha. So where does it come from? The Rambam writes, first Rambam asks, where does it come? You have a second option. If you have no ksuba, you have witnesses who saw the kinyan. Well, every wedding you have witnesses who saw the kinyan. Before the witnesses sign the kinyan, they all see the kinyan. It sounds like, for what?
You can collect Mr. Budden with no star.
You could collect, it's a good question. I guess that would be a question on the Rambam, unless they say, hey, this left, there was a star.
If you put the money, actual money, in escrow, it's not a good?
It's not good.
Why?
Because then it's kalbein of leitzia. The whole purpose of ksuba.
He already
designated the money.
The Gemara says.
Yeah, the Gemara says. I mean, he told his wife, "Your money, your ksuba money. There it is on the table. It's in the corner. Whenever you need it, you get it." So.
No, I give you that. Just pick up the
offer. So the Chazal talk about.
Where did you get from the thing that ksuba is Aramaic?
Let's leave one subject at a time, okay? I'll talk about it, if you're not, but we'll talk about it. So what's going on here? So the Gra writes Bekitzer. What the Chatzim Yishmol bring is one of the things. The Gra, I guess, is Sifkat and Dalit. The Gra says, Oshiyidu destam kinyin l'ksiva aymeid, v'hava kiksuba. K'mash Chatzim Chatzim Chaykak. Siflam Hittes, not Siflam Hittes, here it is. Sharma Farshim, Marai, Makami Shay Kaisan Ksuba, Magamishta. So he's saying that what the Gra says is there's a halacha that if you do a kinyan in front of Eidim, then the Eidim are allowed to write a Ksuba, they don't need the Dasa Mishayev anymore. Once the Mishayev obligates himself in front of Eidim, then the Eidim go and they can write a Shtar. So the Gra says that this is one of the two Pshatim in the Rambam. You need a ksuba. The Rambam's kula is if you're prepared to write, Eidim, they could go off now and write on their own. So that's also good. If you do a kinyan, that's adequate. Now this is going to cause a problem. We'll talk about it soon. So Beis and Gimel talk about someone who lost a ksuba, or someone who's on Shabbos without a ksuba. According to Mechaber, there should be no problem as long as you did a kinyan in front of Eidim. So the Mefarshei HaShulchan Aruch ask that this Mechaber and the Siv Beis and Gimel creates a problem because the Mechaber is giving us a second option. The way we understand, there's no second option. You have to have a shtar. Mechaber says no shtar or a kinyan in front of Eidim. So let's just put that aside. We'll learn the Ramah and we'll come back to this second option.
It could be
the Eidim are dead, the Eidim are not here. But if that's the case, there'll be a nafkamina. If somebody knows that the Eidim are still around, then he can do it without a shtar, which would be a nafkamina lahalach. Okay, let's see the Ramah first. Yeshayimrim, the Ramah argues with this Rambam. He says, Yeshayimrim, the aimless smaych, aedim. You know, when that semichan aedim, rak bishas hatchak, only if you're stuck. And as soon as he has the opportunity to write, tzarich lichtayv. Koshkein she'ein l'smaych aleho l'chatchila. V'chein roi l'hayreis. So the Maisa, the Ramah says b'shas hadchak, which still would seem to be an option for someone who lost the ksuba, at least b'shas hadchak. So, like I said, this is Beis Gimel, we'll come back to it. Mechaber, the Ramah goes on, hemed lo'orv kablin b'ksubasa. Let's say there's a guarantor, Orev Kablin. There are three types of Orev in the Shas. A Stam Orev, a regular guarantor, is somebody that you can only go to if you first try to collect from the primary borrower. Even if you're a regular guarantor on a Shtar, they come and they say, he's not paying, you pay me, you could tell them, send them Hazmana to Bezda first. I'm only an Ariv, I'm a guarantor. So, and that's the halacha. Stam Ariv, You could tell them, did you send him hazmana to Bezi? You try to collect. You have to try to collect from him. And if he doesn't pay, then I'll pay. Or if Kablan is an equal Arif, you can go to either one in the first place. It's the option of the lender to go to whoever he wants. Usually, shtaris today that are written properly are written with the lashon of an Arif Kablan, which means that you can go to him lechatchila. And I think in secular law it's that way, that I don't know, you have to do I think there's the perfunctory attempt to collect. I don't think you have to go to court before you go to the guarantor. Am I right, Avi? I'm not sure. You go straight to the guarantor, or you have to try
depends, but you
remember? Yeah, you have to bill him, and if he doesn't answer, you go to the guarantor. I don't know. But at any rate, that's an Arif Kavlan. There's a third Arif called an Arif Shleiv Deitz. It's an unusual Arif, where it's just the opposite. You go first to the Arif, and only if the Arif doesn't pay, then you go to the borrower. But at any rate, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says, if you have an Arif Kavlan, Baksuvasa, Vehista Shuyeh Potemimena, Aser, Hachiyeh Shibuda Alav, Shleitah Kavlan of Leitziah. Just like we said, he can't tell her your money is on the table. If he has an Arif Kavlan, it doesn't cost him anything to divorce her. So nothing doing. It doesn't work. Whatever the din is. Now, ve'ein la'edim lachse maksuba, ela la'acha shekim la'achasin kinyin lefneyim. Now here, it says that the edim should not sign. They shouldn't sign first and do the kinyan after. You should do first the kinyan and then the signature, which to us seems obvious.
They're signing on something that took place.
What?
They're signing.
So that's not 100% true. It sounds logical. It sounds very logical that you shouldn't. If you see the kinyan, you write the shtar. Shtaris don't really work that way. The way shtaris work at halacha is kaisin shtar loloi v'afal pishen amal v'imai. Means I didn't borrow money yet. I didn't borrow. I tell two witnesses. I'm in yeshiva. I tell them, you know, if the yeshiva, I'm going. I'm traveling to Muncie and I'm borrowing money there. Sign. What are they signing? The signing that we saw. Ruvay borrow money from Shimon. That's how they saw Ruvay borrow money from Shimon. They didn't see Ruvay borrow money from Shimon. So the halacha is that you can write such a shar. Gemara discusses whether you write the place of the shtar in Muncie or in Brooklyn. So that's the Gemara I had mentioned that Kishachais v'shtar behili, Fisvul behili, Afpish, the kinyan is in Shili. Shili and Hili were two cities. So you sign where you sign, you write the place where you are and the date that it is. but you're allowed to do that. How can you say this? It didn't happen. And the same thing with a sale of property. You can complete the documents, sign the documents, and go home. So the Ranan Gittin explains that the way a shtar works is the shtar is the proof. Since witnesses only sign the shtar for the mischayev, for the one who stands to lose, when the shtar is in the hands of the lender or the buyer, his holding it is a hagadah seidis that it took place. Since we trust the eidim, they would only write a shtar and give it to the mischayev. So that's the way shtaris work in halacha, that you write the shtar. And you do the kinyan afterwards. You prepare all the documents, and including the signature, and you do it later.
What about shtar kinyan?
A shtar kinyan certainly is that way. Because a shtar kinyan is, if it's a shtar raya, that's a chiddush. The eidim are siding, and they're a raya, even though it isn't. A shtar kinyan certainly is that way, because a shtar kinyan is for the purpose of affecting the kinyan. I want to be kind of the karka. So a shtar kinyan is a different nusach. It has to say, I hereby, b'shtar, hayamishli, b'shtar zu. Through the shtar, I'm married. A shtar, a deed, is not a shtar kinyan. A deed doesn't say, I hereby sell the document. A deed is the language of that Pliny bought this from that person as a testimony rather than a Mishtar Kinyan. Mishtar Kinyan also is always signed before it's handed. That's the definition of Mishtar Kinyan. If you do a get, they always sign it and then give the get. They already signed she's divorced. She's not divorced yet. You divorce when you give it. And when they send it, when they do actually after, they sign, can sign it 2 weeks before. But that's the way shtaros work in halacha, that you do it before. Now by Iksuba, it says not to do it until you see the kinyan. We'll have to discuss why.
How do they guarantee, how do they do it the money? What about the amount? How do they give Aedis? He's here, he's going to borrow something.
So again, let's say I have I'm a witness. I sign a document that you borrowed money from Reuven. I'm trusted, me and my fellow witness are trusted, we would not sign such a thing unless we gave it to you. You stand to lose value. When the other man walks in with the shtar, it's my testimony that you borrowed money. The testimony is from the what we call kayach shtar. The idea of a shtar is that a shtar is a document that serves as proof that something happened, because since witnesses are trusted to have given it to you, and he walks in with the shtar, so that's proof that you borrowed from him. You would have never given him the shtar any other way. You follow?
Yeah.
Now, I have to tell you, the Rambam Shita is all shtaros ha-derabbanan. This whole mechanism, the Rambam holds shtaros ha-derabbanan. Now, shtar get, and shtar kedushin, and shtar kinyan is derashah. But shtar raya, the Rambam holds is derabbanan. This whole thing, like, it seems strange to us. And Rambam says that the Rabbanu is misakin shtaros because the world can't exist without shtaros. You have live witnesses. They see it, and then, especially before telephones, well, we're going to find them 2.5 years later, or 3 years later, after the chazaka, you have to go bring the witnesses. The Rambam's sheet is that the whole mechanism of shtaros is a drabbanon, even though so it's deraisa, which is the most rishonim, but it's still a chinish that edim aksuvim b'shtar, kiksuvim u'masurin dami, kenechrei dosim bebezdin. That means, if you have shvacha witnesses, you're afraid to call them to say testimony. Some people say testimony very poorly. You know what you do? Get them to sign a shtar. And then tell them to go to Hawaii for a few weeks. No, go to Hawaii, you have a dateline problem. Tell them to go to Israel for a few weeks. And you go in with the shtar, and there's no cross-examination. A shtar, eino asur b'shtar, k'nechrei dosim bebezdin. The kayach hashtar is such that it's given extraordinary kayach in Bezdin. Rabbi Chaim phrased the coin kayach hashtar. It's a pillar. I want to tell you how far kayach hashtar goes. The Rashba has a tshuva. Kayach hashtar means any time you have a shtar that's done properly, we bend over backwards to say it's kosher. The Rambam holds it's a takana derabbanan because of commerce. You just have to be able to have shtaris. Listen to Tshuva Saraj. Bachanan brings this in the Kavi Shurim. He brings the Shem Reb Chaim, the idea of Kayach Hashtar. And then he brings this Tshuva Saraj. Listen to the case. The Raj had a case where a man was makna from today, all his holdings, whatever it was, okay, all his land, to his daughters. He makna to his daughters, the sons of Yarshim. So the case was, he had, let's say, 5 daughters. And he wrote that he's makna his karka mehayayim to his daughters. One of the witnesses is his son-in-law. So the son-in-law is not good for his wife. So the Rashba says, we assume he meant all the other daughters. All the other daughters, he's kosher for the other daughters, whatever the case may be. But so the Rashba writes, kayach hashtar, we teach the shtar the best way possible. So we teach the shtar that it means the other daughters, and it doesn't mean this daughter. Okay?
She doesn't
get her husband signed, but the other's good.
Another
Rabbi Chanan says, what happens if subsequently they were mevatel the kedushin lemafreya? They found out that the kedushin of this son-in-law to this daughter was batel lemafreya. The Bukhara says, then we would redefine the shtar and say it means all the daughters. Mm-hmm. Don't tell her. Like, we don't know the truth, but we define a shtar whichever way it goes. Same thing, Rabbi Chanan says, if you have a shtar, that the day and the date don't match. It says Monday, the 15th of, 16th Siva. Of Siva. So Monday is Siva, Monday is Sunday. What's going on? So Rabbi Chanan says, we teach it to be masheret. He has a case where
they had the month of Shabbos.
No. Where one was Shabbos and one was a weekday. They didn't sign the Shabbos, the Pasul Eidus.
Right.
So we touch it. Now, if the date and the day, we can't do it. But if it can be touched, we always touch it to kosher way. That's the idea of Kaya Hashtar. Rabbi Chaim are explaining. We assume Hashtar to be good. Now, having said that, this Ramah doesn't fit what that I'm saying. I'm saying is, you can write a shtar and do the kinyan later. What did Ramah just said? Ramah just said here, Ein le'edim lasem ha'ksuba, elo lachish ha'kibbal ha'chas and kinyan b'fneyim. Says here that the edim should not sign the ksuba unless they already saw that the kinyan took place. So why should that be? It's... The gra here is marach a little bit in this idea, and they quote a tshuva, I think, of the Erech Shai here. I'm sorry, Minchas Pitim. That's Ramei Arik. It's a tshuva in the I saw in the Yitzer. They quote a tshuva Ramei Arik to explain this whole thing. Now, before I get to that, in Ark Subis, the one I gave out last week. Bikanina, that word is blank. The form of the ksuba, everything is constant, is the same, except the names of the chasen kala and the city and the date. Those have to be filled in. Everything else is called the teifus hashtar, or the form. Now, why don't they write for kanina? So, the reason is because with makpid, we don't write for kanina means that the kinyan was done. We don't write the kanina until after the kinyan is done. After the kinyan, so what do you do under by the chasen tish? They do a kinyan, then the Masad the kedusha fills in the kanina, and then the witnesses sign. That's the halach yelach. There are some who are very misnagged to this, or like a burning misnagdus. I think Rav Herschel Schefter has a holds it's all amaratzis. What are you talking about? Every shtar, you write the shtar. Beforehand, he's like makpid to write it beforehand. It's in Chayshim Mishpat. It says you write the shtar and then you do it. What's the difference? It says Havili Liyintu. She agreed to marry him, and I guess she agreed, but she's not married to him yet. And so, where did it come from? Our meaning to write the kanina afterwards. It needs a little bit of an explanation. It also sometimes causes a problem. Sometimes the Masada Figusha forgets to stick in the word the kanina. And he doesn't do it until afterwards. Oops, I forgot to stick it in. Sticking it afterwards is not so posh that you could do it afterwards. So where did it come from? So it's a little bit of a pella. What it says in Ramei Arik's Tshuva is that there's a kpeda that there be no lie in Iksuba. There be no sheker in Ishtar. If there's a line of sheker, something that's not true, then it's makim on the shtar. Once there's one lie in the shtar, it could be many lies in the shtar. So whatever's written in the shtar has to be true. Now normally, let's say a shtar says Reuven bought the house. He made a kinyan to buy the house from Shimon. We're not worried that and we write for kanina beforehand because manashach. If you don't do it, they're going to have to do a kinyan. If you don't do a kinyan, it's not chal. So the whole shtar is going to be given after a kinyan. Like ksuba, though, the kinyan is not ma'akiv. I mean, a husband is obligated in a ksuba no matter what. And if you do it without a new kinyan, it's also chal. The Ramah doesn't say you have to have a kinyan. The Ramah says when you do a kinyan, you have to do it before they sign it. So it may be that the minig to write the kanina is for a different reason. That it shouldn't be sheker. What happens if they didn't do a kinyan and they signed the shtar? The shtar is a good shtar without a kinyan. Doesn't look like you anyway. And the Tikkun of Chazal is you should have a document to prove it. This chayvus, as opposed to every other shtar kinyan, every other shtar kinyan, it's not chal unless you want it. If you want to get, it's a get. If you don't want to get, it's not. If you want to sell the house, it's sold. If you don't want, it's not. Aksuba, you have no choice. You get married, you're obligated in aksuba. Chazal machayev you. Who needs a shtar? The shtar is lahafis daita, that she should have a document. So that's the reason for a shtar. One second. So therefore, it could be, just to answer the minhag ha'olam, Ramei Arik, he writes a tech devarav, that the reason we do it this way is it shouldn't be mazik kashikra. It shouldn't look like a lie. You ran into Kanina, there was no king. And you don't want to have a lie in the ksuba.
But so every star doesn't...
So every star, if you didn't do the kinyan, what do you worry about the lie? The whole thing is not how. If it's a star raya, I sold the house, I didn't do a kinyan. So you have bigger trouble than that. The house is not sold.
But ksuba doesn't make
a
difference anyway.
Yeah, because you're chayiv anyway. So just the kanadur above it, you have to have a ksuba.
So why is it like a lie?
Why?
Why
lie?
Why does it look like it's a lie?
Well, if you're right, there was a kinyan. There's no kinyan. Then it's not true. If you're right that he was a chayiv,
but obviously he's not married, so obviously he didn't do a kinyan.
What do you mean? If he didn't do a kinyan, it's chayiv mitkalim mishum tkanat rabbanan. Is a kinyan? It's tkanat rabbanan. It's chayiv without the kinyan. But now you can do a kinyan. But the king is not
done. Also, you have to make the king beforehand, before you write Kanina. Which, what happens is it stopping a date? It has to be caught. Do you have to know which date it is? Or does it make difference to make it earlier?
So, we'll talk about the date. I just want to explain why the Kanina. There's no date issue.
Why write it?
Why write it?
It's only downside, the only downside to paying the same. Also, you said build it later. There's no point in building it later. If you didn't do it, why go back and build it later?
Later, meaning after the signatures? Yeah, I don't think we... I would rip it up and write a new one. Well, you want... B'chadchila, you want to write that he obligated himself.
Yeah,
you're
not,
right.
Don't you have to make a kinyan for the
Tosfos?
The
Tosfos, you have to write it. Say, okay.
It's
fine. It's not Makim. Okay, anyway, this is just... B'derech Efsher. Nowadays they have shtar ksubis, especially the artists, they don't want you to write kanina in a non-artistic way. So the fancy ones have viranina. Viranina, the Masada condition just sticks in the bottom of the kuf. So now it says viranina. What does viranina mean? What? Vina, it's joy. Sin?
Sing.
Sing, oh, sing. So it says viranina, and then Rav Palm. So very interesting. He had halacha notebooks. There were no particular order. When Shabbos came up, he had the old-fashioned machberesin with the picture of the Rambam with his turban on the cover. Yeah. So he had a whole drawer in his file cabinet full of these notebooks. And once we had this Veranina Shaila, the Masavid Lisha forgot to put in the leg of the Sayas, and the next day, so he gave me one of the notebooks. He said he wrote about it in there. So there he writes, he has a raya from a tshuva of Yitzchak Hanan, that in the case of a get, where a word was written wrong, but it was obvious what the intention was, and Yitzchak Hanan said it's good even by a get. The Palm said, so for Renina, it's good, and if you want to hear it later, if not, and he had added on the margin that afterwards he heard B'Shem Ramayisha the same thing. So I got the notebook, I already copied, they made a photostat of the whole notebook. So I'll tell you an interesting thing. When he was already Saif Yamav, when he was intubated at the end, he asked him for permission if we could publish those tshuvas. He always told me, they make me for a Pesach for Klal Yisrael, I'm a Pesach for Kensington, I'm not a Pesach for Klal Yisrael. He always said that. But so I knew he wouldn't really want his tshuva, his halachas to be published. I told him, I'll do it, I'll write it on top, and on bottom I'll write if they are chelkim, a lot like Bar Lachaim, the Rabbi Kleimer did for Rav Shmuel. I asked him, and he couldn't speak, he only shake his head yes or no. He didn't shake his head yes, he didn't shake his head no. So I asked him, is Rebbe not shaking yes, not shaking no, because the answer is not yes, and the answer is not no? So he shook his head yes. So his brain was working, I didn't know what he meant. Later, after the Shiva, so his son Reb David, he asked me to come with him when he went through Rav Palm's desk. You know, what was going on in his life the last few months. David's in Toronto. I knew what was going on. So he went through his desk, his file cabinet. He couldn't find any of these machberes. So David said, he got to them. He had always said he's going to destroy them before he dies. Because after he dies, they're going to publish it and make him into the Pesach Hadar. He's going to destroy them. How he destroyed them exactly, I don't know. But there wasn't a single one left. And they were all gone.
Except the one that you have.
Except the one that I have copied. So, the Rebbetzin, I assume he didn't tell her anything about it. And I didn't ask her anything about it. Okay, an interesting thing, the Sefer Yamav, he had a spiral notebook, and any financial things he did, he wrote down. I guess he knew it was Sefer Yamav. And the last entry was someone gave him $1,800 for the kail. He borrowed it to give Yachid, who needed it for tzedakah, so he wrote, I owe $1,800 to the kail. That was his last entry. So when I saw it, I said, okay, I want to pay it. So David said, you know, if I give it to Bernie Fuchs, he's going to pay it for sure. I said, look, I want to pay it. Maybe he gives me $10,000. I'll give him the right to pay it. But that much we didn't want to do. But anyway, Chachamina Baraisha, that's what he had written. Okay, anyway, getting back. So he wrote for Ranina, then it's good enough. It was clear that if you skipped it for Kanina, he didn't hold, of adding it later, he didn't hold that that's something a person could do. Okay, so let's see. Let's finish the Ramah. Yesh mekaymes mekilim b'zeh, that they do the signature before the kinyan. Chen yesh edim chaysim l'atzuv v'shekar tachas. Now listen to this end of the Ramah. V'chein sheyesh edim chaysim l'atzuv v'shekar tachas achopah. Right, they used to sign it like they do in Eretz Yisrael. If they rented a chuppah, they signed it. Even if they didn't hear the reading of Ksuba. So you just call them over and they say, sign. How could you sign something? You didn't read what you're signing. You shouldn't. Either man is supposed to sign things without reading it. He says, Ein l'shanes min hagam, shaloi lo'itzi laz al Ksuba sarishaynis. Listen to Ramah. He says, really, it's not the right thing to do. But don't be makbid that the Edim should read the Shtar Ksuva, because you might see laws on the Ksuvas Rishonis. What? The main reason is to be a hefsek between two Bar Priya Gafas. That's what it says in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is the Makar of this meaning. It could be, but the Mordechai says the other reason. It could be a reason, although by us we sign before the reading. I've been at weddings where the Masada the Kedushin called over the witnesses and said, look, before you sign, make sure you read it. Read through it. So I don't say anything at the wedding, but usually afterwards I send them the Ramah. The Ramah says not to do what they're doing. Now, the Chassin, you can tell them to read, but to tell the Edim, before you sign it, make sure you read it, Ramah says not to do that. He says, Shalom, they tell us like Suvas Rishainis. What? That means they're signing without knowing what they're signing. Without knowing what they're signing. If they read it, who cares if they heard it? I understand, but it means they don't know what they're signing. They're saying, if you don't know what you're signing, in Shulchan Aruch it says that Edim are allowed to sign on the trust of the of a Rav, in this case, Misagdush, on the trustworthy person. Chatzil, you're supposed to read before you sign. So the answer is that you're allowed to. It's not a chatzil, but since that's the minig in Klal Yisrael, we don't want to change. They were very concerned about the Yitzi laws.
The language is very precise. Right? No one changes the language.
Today's Ksuba? Yeah, no one changes the language. Ksuba is just...
Would it be a big deal if it was different?
Not much. You can have Ashkenaz and Sfard. You could have a mistake. It's a Ksuv of Ramana, not a Besula. But usually the Sakadush gets it right. That's right. Ashkenaz and Sfard use
different. The problem is, if
he signs
a Ksuva and he finds out
he's mistaken
the Ksuva,
so the Edom is responsible, but then the Ksuva is responsible. The Sakadush is responsible. They don't even know. They very often don't know the full name of the chassan, the full name of the kala. They know the full name, and they're saying the chassan. Now, Okay, let me talk about Sepez and Gimel. Sepez and Gimel talk about someone stuck without a ksuba. Now, in halacha, there are two such circumstances. Sepez is when they used to get married on Friday, and it went right into Shabbos, and they didn't have a ksuba. Ksuba wasn't there. So the Gemara says in Ksuba, Sadav Zayin, Rabami Shari Lemibel Betchila B'Shabbos. Rabami said you can do the first B on Shabbos. I'm like, Halakasu Ksuba. He told me to write a Ksuba. So Rabami said, Atfasua Metaltala. Now this is going to seem to contradict what we had till now. Atfasua Metaltala means, you don't have a Ksuba, give her Metaltalim that are the value of the Ksuba. That was, give her, Rashi says, Altamashkin, give her Metaltalim Kenegad the Ksuba. So what would that mean? What could you use in practical terms? What's worth? Let's say ksuba is $2,000. What could you be matfisar?
Your car.
A gold watch. If you have a gold watch, you can matfis a gold watch, or the car. You give us something that she's kind of as mashkin. And so Rabashi says that for sure. Now right away.
What about
Kalahotzi? So the Mishnah is the Stira Tevdal. That's of Zion. Tevdal, it says, if he tells her your ksuv is with Melechas al Shulchan, that's no good. So the Rambam and the Rif leave out this Gemara of Rabami. And that's how they answer that. They hold the Stira to the other Gemara. But we're going to have it brought here. That's it, basically. Gimel is if a person lost a ksuba derechasa it's called. Someone lost a ksuba, he had a ksuba dechasa, and he lost a ksuba. Now, the question that we're going to deal with next week is the stira to Siv Beis. And Siv Beis, it said either a ksuba or a kinyan. So, a ksuba or a kinyan, so even if you lost a ksuba, as long as it was a kinyan. Now, Ramah said only b'sha'as hatcha, but the Mechaber, which is the Ramah's lashon, said lechatchila. You don't need a shtar ksuba as long as you did a kinyan. To either do a kinyan or rely on the kinyan at the wedding. It could be, you don't know where those edema are, it could be they're not alive. They're, those are the terutz. But I guess that's what we're going to deal with next week in Sif Beis and Gimel, this spirit.